Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that for any sister that's listening today, that this just really grants her a lot of just really spiritual vision and helps open her eyes to the things that are already here. Ask all these prayers, you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution, like the nature of it spiritually, much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because a lot of it just plays out in the exact same way in your own personal life on a smaller scale, okay? So we're going to start talking about the book of Revelation. Now, the book of Revelation, first of all, what I want to draw attention to, this is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he gave unto him to show him, unto his servants, the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. It's a revelation of Christ, of who he is. So he's going to be revealed, okay? And when you read, and we're going to talk more about it, he dispenses the Father's wrath, okay? And it's really important to understand this, because it's very key in discerning the spirit of Antichrist, between the spirit of Antichrist and the real Christ, okay? Because the spirit of Antichrist is already here and here to deceive people. I talked a lot about this at the beginning of these teachings, okay? How the Antichrist is like a smooth talker. He's Mr. Nice. And you see this movement where Christ is, you know, portrayed as just love and no judgment. And let's just talk about all the easy, nice stuff that's easy to hear, you know, and pleasant to the ear. All the scriptures that nobody gets upset about or offended about, but just talk about love, right? Well, that's actually preparation. People don't realize it, for the spirit of Antichrist, okay? You need to receive Christ in his fullness of who he is, okay? Now, this is from the book of Amos, where he talks about that the Lord will do nothing until he reveals it to his servants, the prophets, okay? And you see this before Christ comes, John the Baptist comes. You see this before the revelation of Christ, and basically the apocalypse, the two witnesses, okay? The two witnesses are filled with the Holy Ghost. A lot of times, sisters may feel uncomfortable reading the book of Revelation because it is Bible prophecy, and they feel like they need someone to interpret it for them. But some things are really simple and clear inside of it, and you don't really need that much. interpretation is kind of straightforward, and that is an excellent example, is the two witnesses. It's pretty basic, okay? And that's in Revelation chapter 11. These two witnesses, I think most people are familiar with them. They come before the revelation of Christ and before basically the end of the world. And they're preparing people for the coming of Christ. And they are an excellent example because they are filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you look at what they are doing, okay, it helps basically clarify how the Holy Spirit feels about the world right now, okay, and in the days to come, okay? There's wrath coming. You need to understand that. I'm going to go over all the scriptures, okay? But when Christ comes, he's revealing wrath, okay? He's revealing wrath. He loves his church. Once again, we are not appointed to wrath. Those who are tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay, and washed in the blood, okay? But once again, this is the book of Exodus. It's just Bible, 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 okay? Those, right, who were covered with the blood of the lamb, okay, and had it over their doorposts, the Passover, right? Their firstborn didn't die. Same basic concept. Those who are tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay, are not appointed to wrath, but those who are not are. You need to understand, it's very clear. It's just black and white. There's no middle ground. There's no confusion, and you need to understand that's why you need to be tucked away and hidden in Christ when judgment comes. I'll go ahead and leave it there. We'll pick it up here at the next podcast. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, glorifying your Son, and then again humbles herself, knowing she needs to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things and reads her Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again, our KJV Bible. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.